Hi everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the book of James. We're almost done. Yay! Although I've really enjoyed our time in that amazing book. After this, we're going to be doing one particular psalm that is one of my favorite psalms. We'll do that for 5 days to end the month of August, and then we're going to start something brand new at the beginning of September for 3 months. We're going to do something really cool, so I'll let you know about that in a little while. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me here today to be prayed for and to hear scripture. I love that this is the way you're spending a little portion of your day, so thank you so much. All right, so we're in James 5, verses 17 and 18 in the New English Translation. It says this: Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and there was no rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the land sprouted with a harvest. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we thank you for the example of Elijah, who prayed and had an effectual prayer, an effective prayer. He was just a human being, and I love that James reminds us that Elijah was just like us, which is hard for me to believe because I read about the prophets of Baal and all the things that happened with Elijah and the widow and her son and the oil and all of that. He just had so much faith as a prophet. And yet he also was very human. I'm so grateful to see the parts of his life where he's like, I'm over, just kill me now, Lord, it's too hard. He was, he had definitely a pretty severe bout of depression there, and he was just a normal person. And the thing is, Lord, is that we're all normal people, but we serve an extravagant God, a powerful God, a beautiful God, and that is you. And it's not that Elijah was special and that's why you answered his prayer. It's that he, the object of his faith was faithful. And Lord, we know that you're not after us being perfect as much as you're after us trusting you and trusting in your faithfulness and having faith in you that you are big enough to do things. So Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And we all cry that together. We believe, help our unbelief. Help us to have faith in you, to trust you to do big things, to trust you to do little things. And Lord, so many times it's those small things that remind me that you see me. And I pray for my for the people listening today that you would answer small prayers this week. Little tiny prayers that are shaped like them, that know that you see them. You are Elroy, the God who sees. Lord, show us the Elijah prayers that you want us to pray. Whether that means, I'm pretty sure it's probably not drought, but it could mean a long-term prayer. 3.5 years is a long-term prayer. Maybe it's praying for a loved one who doesn't yet know you. I know, Lord, that there's been people in my life for decades that I've been praying for that they would come to know you. And I thought I knew the way that you were supposed to have them come to you, which is very prideful of me. And yet you have worked in so many amazing ways, and I'm so thankful for that. I love that your story is different than the one that I've conjured up. I love that your story is more creative and more wildly creative than I can think of. And Lord, forgive us for not allowing you to be creative in the way you answer our prayers. Instead, Lord, of us prescribing to you the manner in which you must answer our prayers, help us to have faith and trust that you will be creative in the way you answer them. Lord, we do spend some time right now lifting up the people in our lives who are far from you. We lay them down at your feet. We entrust them to you. We take our hands off. We ask you would show us how to love them better, how to pray for them, how to intercede on their behalf. We ask for your direction. We ask for insight into their lives and how to pray specifically for them. Give us discernment as to whether we should even tell them we are praying for them. Maybe we shouldn't, maybe we should. Lord, show us if we should write out prayers for them and send them to our friends or family members. Just give us the wisdom that we need as we pray for people who are far from you and maybe people who have been prodigals, who have known you and then walked away. Lord, we're grateful that you are the powerful God who answers these prayers that seem to last forever. And yet to you, that's like a snap of the finger. So we trust you. We entrust our loved ones to you who don't yet know you. And we trust your hand and we trust your creativity in reaching them in ways that we can't. We love you, Jesus. We need you. We worship you. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful to have you here. If you'd like to help out with the podcast, you can by going to patreon.com/prayeveryday. For as little as a dollar, you can help out paying for all the extra things, the hosting and the editing and all of that. So thanks so much for those of you who've done that. And again, I just appreciate you. And I pray that you would walk in light of the affection and love of God today.